Is it true that opposites attract? Meet Jade Gulliver and David Lim.
Hi, I'm Jade. Why can't every night be a quiet night in? I'm socially awkward and I hide behind sarcasm. I can't dance and I have no rhythm. I secretly want to be an extra on Neighbours.
I suppose I'm a bit dramatic. Very much a social butterfly. A total pop music junkie. My ideal Saturday night would be to hit the clubs and dance like a hoe.
Can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
Because it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
Different Strokes Shoe Swap.
Like this. Walk this way, you wanna talk this way. Walk this way, you wanna talk this way. Walk this way, you wanna talk this way. Walk this way, you wanna talk this way.
Oh, Dave. These high heels are so hard to walk in. I don't want to swap shoes anymore.
Oh, girl, believe me, this week was all about shoes, given that I now suddenly find myself with two sisters. You know, Jade, when I was growing up, I've always wanted a little sister.
Yes.
Even my mom wanted a daughter because she was just like, I just want someone to dress up. I don't know why she didn't pick me, really, to be honest. I mean, I wouldn't have mind.
Well, my mom chose me for a while there and we see how that turned out. Yeah. So.
Maybe if my mom had played dress up with me when at a younger age, this all could have been prevented. But nonetheless, I find myself with your two sisters this week, which is, I don't know, after so many years of having a little brother and, you know, just being by myself and having so many boy cousins around, I'm used to the rough and tumble of it all. You know, I think when I was growing up, I used to think my little girl cousins were really sort of fragile and petty, that cry over the little things. I'm just like, oh, come on, toughen up,
mm-hmm.
You know. But your sisters are somewhat different, you know. From what I've learned anyway,
yeah.
There's a middle sister, because you're the oldest, of course. The middle one, she's like little Miss OC.
Yeah.
You know, she's into her clothes, into looking fabulous, keeping up appearances. And I have a lot in common with you. I think that we share a lot of very common traits.
Yeah.
You know, a passion for shoes. Down to caring a little too much about what people think. You know, she can be funny, apparently. To you, you say she can be funny, but most of the time she's just annoying and she has her blonde moments.
Yes.
And I like people with blonde moments because it makes me feel less blonde. If there's that much blondness in the room, it sort of cancels it out for me.
Well, she does a lot of, you know, she's very much... she asks questions that you just like, why are you even, when in your head did you decide it was okay to even, you know, everyone thinks stupid things, but there are very few people in the world that actually say them out loud and ask it as a serious question.
I know. I like the few examples that you've provided me as well. Like, what's the opposite of summer as being one of Little Miss OC's favorite questions.
And I was, because, you know, how that conversation started was, she was asking me, I've been to the US quite a lot, and she was asking me because she was going to go on a holiday over there. Now, she said, she said, oh, what season is it going to be in November in America? No, December in America. And I said, well, it's the opposite of here, of what it is here. And she said, well, what's the opposite of summer?
On summer?
Anyways, I mean, maybe that's not a stupid question. I don't know, but I just...
Maybe people think differently to you. So I think your sister and I probably travel on the same kind of brainwave, because I do ask some really daft questions sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, does it snow in Hawaii? Who knows? Maybe it does, you know.
My favourite one that she's said out loud, and we continue to argue about this to the this very day, is that she was in the supermarket and she saw a packet of dim sims, like, in the freezer, and there was steamed, you know, on the picture there was steamed dim sims and fried dim sims, and she said, oh, they're putting steamed and fried dim sims in the same packet now. And she maintains that it's a legitimate thing to think that steamed dim sims and fried dim sims are two different products that wouldn't come in the same box normally.
I don't know why I'm laughing, because I don't really know the answer to that. Why wouldn't they? Like,
but because all you have to do is cook it differently. It's like you get a piece of fish. You can either steam it, or you can fry it, or you can roast it. I don't know what.
So you see, this is why me and your sister are so alike. Because even though I was laughing at her, I was really just laughing at myself, because I would ask that question.
Yeah.
Maybe unless I see it in front of me. But I'm just like, why would you put a steam and fried product in the same? Anyway, we've had the answer to that. So it just goes to show that me and Little Miss OC have a bit in common.
Yeah.
Now, your younger sister is something else.
Mm-hmm.
As a kid, you told me that she was nicknamed Cyclone, mm-hmm. because she was rather destructive.
Mm-hmm.
So she had pretty much the very sort of teeny bopper kind of, you know, upbringing. She was into Hanson, Spice Girls, and then there was that crazy rebellion kind of teenage years where mm-hmm. she just went all like punk and metal and all that, and now she's more like into the sort of sarcastic humor. It shows like Family Guy and all that, so she's a bit more edgier.
Yeah.
So I mean, you wouldn't, she's one of those people that you see now walk past the street and think you'd never want to go to a Spice Girls reunion concert, would you?
And yet it's so funny, because when we were talking about the Spice Girls getting back together, she was like, I'm going to the concert. to have someone that, you know, is a regular, you know, regularly goes to venues that play heavy metal music, to have someone, like, she changed that much. To have her still say, you know, it's like how I feel about New Kids on the Block, right? This whole New Kids on the Block getting back together, I would so be there tomorrow if New Kids on the Block, you know.
I think that's a different thing, you know. Wherever you are now, you don't forget your past and what you used to be fond of, you know. I mean, like, it's the same with me and Power Rangers.
Yeah.
I doubt they'll do a musical or, like, a world tour, but, you know.
You never know.
Never say never, you know, if Hannah Montana can do it. But so it was very interesting sort of sharing that as well. And then I sort of thought a bit about your role as the older sibling, mm-hmm. and how that sort of it affects us. We're both older kids of the family, you know, how that affects. And from a psychological point of view as well, Jade, because I read somewhere that, you know, your birth order ultimately affects the way you interact with others and has an influence on, like, your personality, how you cope, you know, in a sort of work and a friendship environment and even your love life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a bit more curious about this, and I started reading a bit from an American psychologist called Frank Soloway, and he reckons that firstborns are more conscientious, more socially dominant, and less open to new ideas compared to the later-born kids. Do you agree?
No.
I mean, I didn't think you were more socially dominant.
No, I'm definitely not socially dominant. I guess maybe among my family, I would be considered socially dominant, because I don't necessarily get that awkwardness that I have in general life. But no, definitely not. And I think I'm probably more conscientious than my sisters.
Yeah.
But I'm not. I wouldn't say I'm close-minded by any.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't think so either. But, you know, it's just, it was like an old school kind of theory. And just a bit of fun fact as well, just to wrap up my shoe swap here. Apparently, get this, the more older brother a man has, the more likely he is to turn out gay.
Oh, I've heard that.
It is actually a fact. It is proven that, you know, having more gay brothers that were born before you actually ups your chances of being gay by 33%.
Mm.
So, yeah, I mean, I was first born, so I don't know what happened.
Well, I was first born too, so.
It just throws that theory out. It just blows it out of the water, really.
I don't think there's ever going to be a theory that fully explains anything.
Oh, well, there you go. Ladies and gentlemen, it has been a very insightful shoe swap for me to have two sisters. Somewhat of a dream I've always wanted to have mm-hmm. sisters. But coming up next, Jade will be sharing my very adorable 10-year-old brother.
Oh, it was awesome, Dave.
Oh, cute, cute. That's all coming up soon.
You can listen to Different Strokes live on Joy 94.9. For more information, go to joy.org.au or myspace.com/Different Strokes Radio.